Got a text from our landlord, and it was about, so he sent basically a screenshot of the email he got from the, I guess, management company of the complex where we're renting. And it was like maybe the most condescending thing ever, or like the weakest attempt I've ever seen to like make a bad thing sound like a good thing. So they were like, starting off, and they're like, great news, we're going to be doing chip seal at the apartment complex, so you know the road will be nice and smooth and blah blah blah, which was presented as good news, and I could sort of see why, but also I'm like, this is, complex is not even like, I don't know, maybe 10 years old or something. Should I be thrilled that it's like, oh yeah, the road's fucked up already, good times? But also what's frustrating about it is that it's like, you know, good news, chip seal, blah blah blah. Well, so the downside is that you won't be able to park in the parking in your home or your garage or whatever for like 3 days. And it's like over the weekend too, which is sort of, it's, I can't decide if it's a good news, bad news. I mean, it's bad news because it's Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday or something, which I was like, that's not the most convenient. And then also, but then I flipped because I was like, oh, maybe I'll just be like, well, fuck it. I'm stuck at home. I'm trapped at home. But I just didn't appreciate the sort of like, let's pretend like this is, hey, it's a net positive, so therefore not a problem. I'm like, no, no, it can be both. It can be a net gain, like, or let's not even call it a net positive. Because to be honest, I'm not like, holy fuck, thank God we're getting a chip seal done. That's going to be amazing. That's going to really improve the 50 feet that I drive inside this complex. It's like, let's just be honest about what it is and just say, like, so we're doing this, we have to do it, and this is the best time we could schedule it. So there you go. We tried to schedule it at the least convenient time, or the least inconvenient time, the most convenient time. You know, there's a lot of ways you could say that. Point being, though, I'm just like, hey, I'm not five. I don't appreciate this lending company, this property management company trying to be like, good news, everyone. It's like we're one step away from them adding a comical gif to make me really feel like, oh my gosh. Well, at least they're fun. I don't care if they're fun. No one cares about fun when it comes to this. I'm just like, where am I supposed to park? Also, this is like one of the annoying things about like communal living that people who live in their own homes never really deal with, which is like, yes, they might do the street in front of your house, but this kind of thing happens all the time when you're like in a communal living type situation, like an apartment or a house. It's like, oh, well, they're painting on this day, so you can't do that. The water is going to be shut off on this day, so get ready for that. The chip seal, whatever. My old place, it was like, it seemed like they were shutting off the water like every 2 weeks or something for a morning. And it's like the water could be shut off any time between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this day. And so you're like, well, is there any way I could get a tighter target window there? I guess maybe it's like the plumbing company does that or whatever, but I'm kind of like, maybe you should go with another company. Maybe you should tell them, like, look, or tell me, the plumbers will be here at 8 a.m. and they will have the water off as long as they need to. It'll be no later than 5 p.m. and we're hoping it'll be much sooner, and we'll email you when the water's back on. Because I kind of feel like, I don't know, man. It seems like you're giving yourself an extra window here. An extra wide window. The wide window. Is that, what is that, a series of unfortunate events? That's not a Harry Potter. I think series of unfortunate events got roped in with Harry Potter, and so it lost out because it's like not as exciting as Harry Potter. It's not as beloved as Harry Potter. And it's almost seen as like a ripoff, a knockoff Harry Potter. But I don't think it is. I think it's kind of its own thing. But it just got in this unfortunate... The first in the series of unfortunate events was its association with the timing wise of Harry Potter. Look at that. I did it. But yeah, generally, I think something that I do not appreciate is the sort of like looking for the silver lining in something where I'm like, you know, or not looking for the silver lining. It's when it's trying to tell me to look at the silver lining. And especially this one where it's like, let's start with that. And I'm like, no, let's not start with that. Let's not pretend like this is all good. I would rather get a just a thing that said the details or a thing that's like, look, I know this sucks, but we have to do it. So here we go. So we'll get through this together. Sorry, everybody. I don't know what you could offer me in, you know, in return to be like, eh. I mean, they should be like, so while the street is closed, we're gonna do something else, but whatever. Why don't they paint our house numbers really giant on the driveways so then when someone comes to deliver a pizza, they can figure out where the fuck they're going? I feel really bad for anyone who's delivering a pizza in our complex, because it's fucking confusing as fuck. But yeah, that was my old place too. They would, I think twice a year, they would change out the filters in the air filters in the apartments, which obviously they weren't actually doing because I think they were just like exchanging them. Like they would just take a filter from my apartment and put it in someone else's and moving them around. Because it was like I never saw them coming through with like a giant stack of filters. And also when I first moved into my last place I lived there, I was like, man, this place smells like cigarettes and then deodorizer used to get rid of cigarettes, which kind of makes it worse. And so I was like, well, I'll change out the air filter. And I looked for, and they use a weird size of air filter, which is super expensive online. And I was like, there's no fucking way they're actually doing this, right? There's no way they're like putting in fresh filters all the time. I bet they're just taking them and they like rinse them out and then put them back in or something. I really think the filter thing over there was an excuse to basically inspect each apartment just a little bit. Be like, does anyone have like a secret fucking dog or daycare they're running out of here or something like that? Secret methamphetamine lab? That one I actually do appreciate because I don't necessarily want to be living in a building that has a meth lab inside if that's avoidable. Not because I am anti-drugs. More because I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like meth labs got a bad rap. Then they got a better rap because everyone's like, oh, it's like Heisenberg. That's awesome. And you're like, it's not. There's not. I don't think there is like a Heisenberg out there who's making great meth and doing it like correctly and keeping very safe and whatever and concerned with the safety of others to an extent. And with not getting arrested, I think it's more like you got your pre-Heisenberg Pinkmans out there just fucking going crazy, making it in their garage or something like that, and mixing in chili powder for funsies. It's my signature. Yeah, like this place, you know, we got a notice they're repainting the thing. That's the other thing is you get the notice and it always seems like it's an inconvenient time interval. You're like, did you just find out? Like, we found out they were doing the porches, and I was like, well, we are currently on our way to Utah, so it's lucky we don't have anything on our porch, because if we did, we would not be able to remove it at this point. And it's like, well, they're gonna do it in the next couple days, and yeah, 3 days is not a short amount of time to take something off your porch, but it is if you're out of town. I don't know, man. Seems a little, I was gonna say negligent, but I don't know if it's negligence. It's just, you know what I don't like too about the sort of like looking at the silver lining? I think that's like a personal choice. Let me decide if I want to view the world with a sunshine on my face or if I want to be like, this is terrible. I hate it. Maybe they should give you two options. Like they send you an email and it's like, well, do you want to read an email about how good it is that this is happening? Or are you just like, oh, god damn it. Are you just pissed off about it? Because I was just pissed off about it. But I want the choice. I believe in a man's right to choose. And a man's right to choose is, does he want to be a mopey dick? Mopey dick. That has to be a thing already, right? Just a book about some mopey asshole. Do I want to be a mopey dick about it, or do I want to just look at the bright side? That's my choice, goddammit. Don't make it for me. Don't tell me how to do this, land management company. Property manager company that does chip sealing. You give me the facts, and I decide how I feel about it. That's how these things should work. It's like when you're driving through construction and it says, like, thanks to the Martinez Construction Company for all your hard work. And I'm like, I suspect that you, the Martinez Construction Company, made that sign and put it up. I don't think that this was like the community got together. Is that what I meant to think? The community got together and was like, oh, I'm so thankful that these gentlemen are working so hard on our road and not taking lots of breaks and seemingly always napping under their construction helmets when I drive by. This is the thing. Okay, construction, I'm going to revolutionize your industry. What you all need is you all need a tent. Just like a tent that someone would have at a craft show or some shit like that. Just one of those white tarp tents. And when you're not working, just go in the tent. Because if I see just a tent, I don't know that you're working or not working. I just see a tent. I don't know who's in there. I don't know how many people are in there. I don't know what the ratio is of guy who's... Because there's always some guy out there, like, going apeshit with a shovel or a pickaxe or something. Or, like, some guy driving a digger, and you're like, okay. There's always someone standing with the sign of stop, slow, whatever. And you're like, I mean, this doesn't seem like a mentally taxing job. But on the other hand, I'm not going to crap on this person. I think that they've got it tough enough without me piling on, right? Not an ideal way to spend your life. On the road, not even on the side of the road, on the goddamn road. But everybody else who's just not doing anything, just go in the tent. Be in the tent, then I won't know that you're not doing anything. I won't be evaluating you, which I cannot help but do when I'm just driving by. Because think about my situation for a second. I'm just in a car. I got nothing to do. I'm sitting here in this slow-ass construction. I got nothing to do but look around and critique your work as perceived, your level of work as perceived by me. And obviously I'm predisposed to think this is bullshit. So it's not very hard for me to stretch and say this is bullshit. So you go, that's what you need, the tent. That's going to change everything for you.